Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
And he kept his word. Holy cow, what happened over the weekend? Unbelievable. Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 1055. Get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Then Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local on Thursdays and Fridays. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Monty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. After the 8 o'clock news, if you know anybody in Belmont County who cares about educating our kids, the closing of St. John's Central Academy was outrageous. The rumors swirling all around the valley are, to me, just, I can't even find the right words. We're going to be addressing every one of those rumors with a very special guest after the 8 o'clock news, so stay tuned for that. Another live exclusive feature for you. Right now, Ryan Jay is here live in studio. He is a local guy from Rayland, and he is the person who wrote the song and performed it, Power of the Water. And it is a very big hit on social media. How many thousands of views and shares and likes have you received over this year?
Just on Facebook alone, we have about 280,000 plus views. You know, over 2,000 likes and reactions, 4,000 plus shares just on Facebook.
That's in fact, I think it's more than 4,000 shares. The last time I saw it, like over 5,000.
It might be.
All right, so let me give a couple of bits of good news. One, I spoke to our operations guy who oversees all of our radio stations, including Big Willie 105.5, and he said that starting tomorrow, that song is going, your song, is going to be featured on the radio, on Big Willie 105.5, yes. And also, we have it pinned on our Facebook page, the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. So the first thing that the people see when they go there to the Big Willie page is the video, your song. So, look, we know it's not much,
right,
but it's something, and hopefully
absolutely
help get the word out. Power of the Water, how long did it take you to write that?
It took me about 30 minutes, Dimitri. You know, I've been writing songs since I was a kid. I used to go on tour with the Joe Zelik Band. I did work for him. We rode in the tour bus. So that happened for many years. And I think that was kind of the start of me writing music. And I do it for fun, honestly. And like I said, I wrote this song in a matter of probably about 25 to 30 minutes.
Where wrote it?
I was sitting in my bathroom.
Jeez.
Yes, I was looking at all the pictures and all the, and that's what really made it click in my head to say, you know, I need to write a song for these people. And I never would have guessed that song would have had such a positive impact on the victims themselves. And I'm super glad that it did. Very happy that I was able to help these people through the power of my music.
Okay. Now, so many people on Facebook, most people are quite good, social media, but there's this small percentage that they're just these evil trolls that have no lives. They're keyboard warriors, they're pathetic losers and all that. And there's one out of the hundreds of thousands of people, one
yes
that, oh no, he didn't write that. That was artificial intelligence, AI. Can you address that, please?
Yes, I absolutely can. You know, the first thing I could say is, how would AI be able to generate the lyrics that were used in the song to describe the tragedy that happened down to a T, the locations, the rain, the amount of rain that fell? AI just can't come up with that stuff. And like some of the victims and people from Wheeling were saying, some of the people that heard the song and my music, they said even they could feel the reality in it. They could feel the truth and the power in the words and the lyrics themselves, the sincerity. And that's how I felt when I was writing it.
Do you have a musical group?
I do not.
Where did the music come from?
I create the music using a variety of apps. I did not sing the song.
That's not you singing?
That is not me singing on the song. I created the song. I wrote the music. And
I stand corrected. I said that you sang, you wrote it, but you also performed it.
Yes, sir. I wanted to correct you there.
I'm sorry. My bad.
That's okay. I did not sing it.
Who sang it?
I used a voice app to sing the song because I am not that great at singing. But like I said, I wrote the song. In a matter of probably 25, 30 minutes, I wanted to make these people feel a lot better about themselves in the situation that they were going through, because I've been there myself, and you know, we had hardly any help at all. We had nobody like myself who was out there creating music about us and about what happened, and you know, trying to pump our feelings up.
All right. You're not making any money off of this.
I'm not.
Why not?
Like I said, I write music for fun. I write songs for fun. I had no intentions of this song going as crazy as it did online.
All right. I sent you some information about how to protect yourself legally with
yes, sir.
Music and lyrics and royalties and everything else. Are you going to pursue that?
I am. I'm definitely going to do that as I intend to write more music in the future.
This one, because this is the one that's got the traction.
Yes.
You don't want somebody stealing this.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm trying to help you here, Ryan.
Yeah,
you gotta protect yourself.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm trying to work on getting this copyright myself.
All right. Fair enough. So this song is going to be airing starting tomorrow, being featured on Big Willie 105.5. We can't air it today just because of the Facebook live stream. We're just concerned about the muting. It just drives me absolutely nuts. Are you going to have any sort of a concert, even though the singing and all that's going to be a bit problematic with the app? How does this work?
I'm actually in the process of taking singing lessons because it is something that I've wanted to do my whole life, Dimitri. I can remember being a kid with a microphone and a little stereo out there on the porch, and the neighbors would come outside and listen and be supportive and things of that nature. So I definitely want to start singing these songs that I write. But like I said, singing lessons has been, it's in the works.
All right. In terms of the flood victims, is there going to be any sort of a concert featuring your song?
I'm in the talks with somebody who is trying to hold a benefit at the Capitol Theater, Matt Van Fossen. He's trying to put something together right now. And so I was invited to that. And I would definitely perform this song in person with my own voice.
Okay. That would be fantastic. Where do we stand with this benefit at the Capitol? Right now, is it just a dream, or is he actually sitting down talking with people?
He's sitting down talking with people.
Like who?
Well, the Capitol, to begin with. There are other artists. I can't remember right offhand who, but there is a big name, a surprise that he has coming for that.
Brad Paisley?
I'm not sure. I was kind of thinking that, but I'm not sure.
Wait a minute, you don't know?
I don't know. He's not telling anybody.
But there's a big name coming.
Yes, he's not telling anybody yet.
It's got to be Brad Paisley. It's not me, so who's left?
I was thinking Brad Paisley.
Yeah, oh my God,
that would be
great.
Fantastic. It would. I remember during the flood that I was talking about that I experienced myself.
Well, actually, you experienced several floods.
I did. Okay. Yes, Brad Paisley came then to the Wheeling area and did a show called Mud in the Valley. Where he sang out of a bass boat on stage at the arena in Wheeling. And he did a benefit for the flooding victims then.
God bless us.
So it would really not surprise me if Brad came to do it again.
Oh,
he's a great person.
Yeah.
He really loves his home. He really loves where he came from. And he did not forget his roots.
That would be fantastic.
Yes,
it's like breaking. Well, it can't be breaking news because right now it's a rumor.
Yeah,
but it looks like it might actually happen.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that's who it's going to be.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that would be great. The people who've reached out to you after they've heard this song "Power on the Water" about Wheeling, West Virginia. It's the Wheeling area because it was really more Tridelphia, Elm Grove, and all that.
Yeah.
What exactly do they say?
You know, I had probably yesterday, I'm still getting them coming in, emails, text messages, things of that nature from people who were affected actually and heard this song. One lady said that she lost her house, and I'm so sorry to you for that. And I told her that, and it really made me feel great actually when she said that my song helped get her through that disaster. So things of that nature, and you know, that's entirely why I wrote the song. I wrote it for no benefit for me at all. I wrote it to have a positive outcome on these people.
If you get figure out the copyright royalties, mm-hmm. all of that stuff, which I urge you to do, like
yes, sir.
This morning, please.
Yes.
Again, it's to protect you. Then whenever somebody plays it, you will get some money from that.
Right.
Other radio stations and all that, and right. then you can do whatever you want with the money. Take care of your grandparents, because I know that's a big issue in your life.
Yes, sir.
Or donate some of the money to, well, me, of course. But if not me, then certainly the flood victims. I think this is a good thing. I think this would absolutely help you a great deal. Ryan Jay is a very special guest. Power of the Water is from Rayland, and he is the person who wrote the song and produced, can I say produced the song?
Yes,
would that be? All right, fair enough. And breaking news starting tomorrow morning, Big Willie 105.5 will feature that song along with the other obviously great music on the station here. And also you can see the video on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. We've pinned it. So that is the first thing you're going to see on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. If we could do more, I mean, I'd be more than happy to do more. I don't know what else I can do.
Yes, sir. And the only other really thing that I have to say is I'm working on, through my business, taking up a donation drop-off for flood victims. We're going to be doing supplies. I'm not taking any money. And we're going to be coordinating today with the Ohio County Sheriff's Office to get this in motion and get this set up so people could donate and bring supplies to my business, which is Steel River Tires and More in Rayland, Ohio.
Okay, that would be great. You mentioned during the break that this was not the first. You actually survived several floods.
I have.
How many floods have you gone through in your young life?
It was six or seven. It seemed like three in a year at one point.
Six or seven?
Yes, sir, where it came over top of our fence, rose out of the banks, came into the second level of our house.
And you evacuated?
Yes. Yes, we did.
And do you think that has scarred you for life?
It did. I would say it impacted me more in a positive way than anything.
Oh.
Believe it or not, good things can come out of tragedies. And the good thing about this was I learned how to handle hardships. I learned how to...
How did you learn? What did you learn from a hardship, handling a hardship? What's the trick?
Well, good people. Good people around you, good friends, good family, good neighbors, people who are there for you. Like these people are having right now in Ohio County, it's really heartwarming to see people coming together to help each other out.
Was there one person who was very good to you during one of these floods who stood out?
There was. It was our neighbor, Daniel Grant. He was, he risked his life several times to get us out of our house.
What?
Yes. Yep, he risked his life several times to get us and our most valuable prized possessions out of the house.
How did he do that?
With a boat. The boat. He came over with a boat in raging floodwaters to get us out of our house and take us to higher ground.
Is he still alive?
He is, him and his wife. And they still live there, but they live a little higher up.
Do you still stay in touch with them?
I do. I see them every once in a while. As the years go on, we kind of have grown apart a little bit, but we still see each other once in a while, and it's a great reunion every time we do.
Did he ever get any sort of recognition, any awards, medals, plaques, anything?
No, he did not.
Huh. Wow. All right, we're going to take a short break here. Really interesting guy, Ryan. You've lived a very interesting life. Do you realize how interesting your life has been?
I don't.
You're starting to figure it out now, right?
I am.
Okay, well, there's more coming, my friend. There's more coming. Ryan Jay is our special guest. And he is the author and the producer of Power of the Water. And it's a song about the terrible tragedies that we've had here in our valley, the flash flooding, the deaths. Oh, my God. The mom and a child were just, oh
my goodness.
It was just, geez. I mean, it was all of it was terrible, of course, but that especially with those two was,
yes.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so more with him. And again, Big Willie 105.5 is going to be featuring Power of the Water starting tomorrow. That's as per our operations director. We're very excited about that. Also, it is pinned on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. That is the first post that you're going to see when you go on Big Willie 105.5. Please consider following us and liking and all that Facebook stuff. We'd appreciate it. More with Ryan J. Download the River Network app, then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and Dangerously Local, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.